Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to week 12 of 2021 with Pamela Cuccinelle and Susie Mazzoli. We are ActiveSpirituality.life. And Pam's going to start telling us all about the 22nd of March and keep going for the rest of the week. What's in store for us?
Okay, March 22nd. I hope you all enjoyed last week when we had that trilogy of groovy days in midweek, and because we've had some bumps after that, and hopefully everybody's in a pretty good place. And now, March 22nd, the moon is in the sign of Cancer. And this is a water moon. It feels deeply, picks up on what's going on energetically. So for people with strong water, perhaps Earth in their chart, this week may be rather full with feeling what's going on. We're in the waxing moon cycle, so we're heading towards that full moon that happens the end of the week. And the moon in Cancer is actually where it's moving, is in geometric opposition from Earth's perspective to Pluto. So even though we're not directly engaged with it on Monday, you may be passing through what I call the minefield of experience, where certain things seem to be in flow and moving in a good direction, and then bump. Something comes along that feels a little more intense, a little more high octane, and we are adjusting to meet, confront, move through whatever power struggles we regularly engage in, or shadow energy. Because every time I see Pluto in the theater of what's going on with our psyche or emotional realm, because as you've heard me talk about, those of you who listen regularly, we tend to be dictated to or moved by whatever's going on in the emotional landscape. And even though you may be in an even keeled place, when we encounter people who are in roiling emotional states, we have to deal. And when we deal, we're dealing with how we react to things and whatever our emotional history has been. What landscape have we traversed? What have we dealt with in our personal lives that bring up feelings or a sense of how do I survive or react in this situation? And it can be especially intense with the women in your life, friends, romantic partners, co-workers, mothers, daughters. These are the people that may be particularly reactionary or up for triggering over today into tomorrow morning, Tuesday the 23rd. the thing to keep in mind is that something else I always say, the only person you can change or have a orientation of how do I steady this boat is yourself. If you're not steady, nobody around you is going to be steady. So stay the course, wherever it is you're moving towards, whatever you're heading for. Because as we kind of peel through the layers or move, even if it feels like you're just treading water, you're staying in place. The head is above the surface. That's the important thing. Be present. Pay attention. Tap in to what are you feeling and how you're reacting. That way, you will be able to artfully move through whatever is presented to you today and the morning of the 23rd. Overall, I think that these can be very powerful times. It's just what's very important is to make those deep emotional connections and do not dodge the bullet of what is it you are up for learning or experiencing or confronting at this point in time. The moon goes void, of course, at 11:26 a.m., the times I give are Eastern time, so please adjust. And that's on Tuesday morning, the 23rd, that it goes void. And it enters the sign of Leo at 5:56 p.m. So basically all afternoon into early evening, the moon is void, of course, in the sign of Cancer. So what does this mean? Well, it means that we want to feel as though we're nurturing and taking care of self. And that basically empowers us in ways that fortify who we are in our how do I take care of me and the people who are in my sphere? So when the moon is void, of course, in the sign of Cancer, we want to eat nourishing foods. We want to be in a calm. We don't want to push ourselves too hard. If we can't be home in familiar surroundings, the ideal, at least, is to be in an experience that makes us feel like I'm in a routine and I am doing something that feels like a habit. So it's great to work on something already in motion, to organize, to clear off your desk, clear out your closets. It's also a great time for doing things like, for people who do this, canning food or helping in a capacity that has to do with feeding people, something that is about gardening production or getting your garden ready, depending on where you live on the planet. Those are all good things to do. Once the moon enters Leo, we're in very different energy. It's dynamic, it's fire, it wants to kind of burn whatever it's engaged with. And I think that this can be a very lively evening for connection, for play, for romance, for glamour. If you're just home by yourself, watch a movie that you can totally escape into, listen to music, do some sort of creative activity, dress up just because you can, and have a dinner party with someone you enjoy the company of via Zoom, if that's the only way you can engage or socialize. But it's crackling energy. It wants to play. And on the 24th, Wednesday, Moon is still in the sign of Leo. And I think the big thing to keep in mind on this day is do not spread yourself too thin. Be hyper aware in the early morning hours because of a picture with the planet Uranus, which has to do with upset, unexpected, accidents, change. And by itself, it's kind of neutral energy, but I always mention it when I see it because we're like our head is not in the game because we're kind of looking at all the shiny objects and inspiration is flying in and we can be very diverted, which is all great as long as your eyes are on the road and you're paying attention to where you're walking or who's in your peripheral vision. That's really important on this day. But overall, I see this as a highly creative, wonderful day for connecting with people, especially partners who step up to the plate. And that's going to be the litmus test for you in the morning hours into mid-afternoon is, is somebody going to follow through? Is somebody really going to do what they say they will? And that's the piece to keep in mind about what I said about not having too wide I could do this and I want to do that and let's make time for that. Because when you do that, it's difficult to bring home everything you want to make happen. And on the other end, you want to make sure that anyone you're partnering with or working with also has the focus and intention for delivery. And this can be tricky because sometimes Moon and Leo, sometimes, oh, I want to play with this person or I really love that person, but they may not be the people who can follow through and make it happen. So that's the image I'm getting is like the gold sifter, sifting for gold. It's that having the patience to kind of just be with whatever it is, but hold out for what really deserves your attention. Because otherwise it can be a very fun, dynamic day, but you're not really getting where you want it to be going. And again, Wednesday evening just really wants to be playful, romantic, glamorous, whatever that feels like to you, to connect with the joy of what fires you up and being alive. Thursday, the 25th, this Leo moon is still with us in the morning. And I think the most important thing about this morning is you have a to-do list, you know what needs to be done, and you stay with it. And ideally, you created it the night before or a couple of days before, because otherwise, again, it's this kind of look over there, and this is cool, and that can be fine, whatever the distraction is, as long as there wasn't something you really had to do that didn't happen. The moon goes void, of course, at 9:27 a.m. And it's void in the sign of Leo throughout afternoon and evening. Oh, and most of the morning, actually. So it enters Virgo at 11:25 p.m., and so basically that void time with the Leo moon pretty much all day, oh my goodness, I would say play at purging, do a project you had planned to do that you can just kind of take whatever deviations or spontaneous little, oh, let's go down here. And it's a great creative day. It's not going to be a day when you want to have business meetings that require some sort of contractual agreement or sign the dotted line. Because with the moon void all day, whatever people agree to do or say they're going to do probably is not going to happen. Not because of artifice or that they're saying what you want to hear and they don't really mean it, but because there just isn't enough glue to hold it together. Now, this can be changed depending on your personal horoscope, if the moon is hitting something or whomever you're working with. But in general, the advisement is the outcome is not going to be what you expected. So once the moon enters the sign of Virgo, which is late evening, then we're in a period where productivity really increases. So I would recommend for most of us, except for the night owls who really love to just burn through into the wee hours, best thing to do is to plan on a good night's sleep, because when you wake up in the morning, you are going to want to be moving forward with whatever your plan or direction may be. Both Friday the 26th and the 27th are excellent, excellent days for any kind of therapeutic work. If you're engaged in some sort of commitment or goal that has to do with nutrition, body work, exercise, these are fabulous, fabulous days to lay down the groundwork and put these things in motion. You may already be on the plan, but the goal is that these 2 days are fabulous days for really gaining momentum, connections, commitment, tunnel visioned accuracy. Fabulous days for this. And I say this because the moon is in the sign of Virgo. There's some lessons, I would say, that happen in the morning into mid-afternoon, where we may be kind of tweaking things or modifying or figuring out the right train or the right path to go. But as long as we adapt to whatever is presented to us, we can gain a lot of inspiration, a lot of like grabbing that missing link that gets us in a very inspired place by mid-afternoon. And the thing to keep in mind is you may need to move away from or add to someone who you really need the support from. So in other words, if there's a partner, a player, or even within yourself where you're feeling like, I don't really have the commitment, or I don't know that I can follow through with this, and it's a little argumentative. It can feel a little let down. It can feel like, oh my goodness, I didn't know I needed to do this too. But as you work through it, you can find yourself in a much stronger place as we get into the morning of the next day, and we're really able to move on whatever it was that we're working with. Stay the course. Don't get distracted. It's worth the effort. Moon goes void, of course, at 7:48 p.m. on Saturday the 27th, and it is void until 1:22 a.m. in the wee hours of Sunday the 28th. Now, Sunday the 28th, first let's mention this, Saturday evening, great evening for body restoration. Get to bed early if you can. Nutritious meal, and you'll wake up feeling very strong. So the moon is in the sign of Libra on Sunday the 28th, and it is the full moon in Libra. And this is a challenging picture, full moon, which means that there are, it's engaged in ways that can bring to the surface whatever the issues or problems are. And this can be within yourself. It can be within a relationship, romantic relationship, familial relationship, professional relationship, friendship. The thing about the moon in Libra is it is lit by the Aries sun. And all the polarities are fascinating for different reasons. But this one is really, I think what it brings to the surface is a relationship is only as strong as the respect of each individual within the relationship. So because this full moon looks like it's challenged to me, like it's got these confrontations with Venus and Pluto that happen throughout the day, Chiron, but it's got good support with Saturn and Mars. So it's asking each of us to stand in our truth and integrity and self-respect within relationship. But it also asks that we offer that to the partner, whoever it is. And it's challenging at times. So pay attention to who comes into your orbit on that day that you may be engaging with or having conversations with. And maybe it's just in the mirror, but it's really about individual self-expression within a relationship that makes a relationship stronger. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Oof, okay. So many notes in my book this week. And what's really standing out too is staying the course. It's worth the effort, which I think is hard for some of us generally and hard for some of us these days. So, okay, let's jump into the meditation. And as always, it's 10 minutes long, a little turbo boost. I invite you just to sit in a place of comfort and stillness. Possible symmetry, absolute straight back. And just take a deep breath. And as we arrive, just take note of how you're feeling, what's going on. Just notice how your body is feeling right now. And then just take a few deeper breaths, and however we feel, emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, just take a deep breath and just be in acceptance. This is how I feel. This is how I am. This is what I am right now. And let's not put any energy into trying to be anything else. Just allowing it to be. We use the word acceptance. It is what it is, without judgment, without expectation, without any movement, without any motion, without any transformation. Just it is what it is. And acceptance being such a very, very important part of our life, of each one of us, and especially of what we call spiritual understanding or spiritual deepening. Acceptance. And acceptance doesn't mean surrendering to what is. Acceptance is just understanding and being with what is. And as we hold that space of acceptance, there's almost like a sense of relief or a sense of everything just falling into place, even if it's just for a few moments. All of the plates that are up in the air, we're just accepting them. And it's probably a very difficult place for some of us to be in as we experience this busy, busy life. It might be a difficult place for us to not do something, not fight against it, not stand up for it, not demonstrate, not prostrate, do nothing, but just for a few moments, just be in acceptance. And as we hold this space, the mind takes up a place of neutrality. It's holding a space which is neither veering left nor veering right. In fact, it's not moving. We're in stillness, in plain, simple stillness. And all of the complexity, all of the complications that we like to build in, all the diversity, we're just letting everything just be still. Holding our body still, holding our mind still, even just emotionally holding that stillness. And in the stillness, we can feel ourselves just settling down and settling in. It might be a very unusual place for many of us. It's usually a place of deep meditation, and for some of you that are experienced in that deep meditation, you will know that it might actually be a hard place to be in for an extended period of time. And that's the practice here, is just being in stillness for what can be minutes, maybe seconds even, possibly hours. And in this space, everything's slowing down. The heart rate, the breathing, the thoughts. Everything slowing down. And from this place now, once we've reached the stillness, once we can hold this stillness just even for a few seconds, then we attempt to stay the course. Attempting to stay the course because it is worth the effort. And each time we do this, each time we're in this place, we are training the mind. It is worth the effort. And as we hold in the stillness, we don't need to be conjuring up images in the mind. This is not a place of daydreaming or visitation. Not even the imagination now needs to be active, but just emptiness. And even if we start to see something in front of our eyes, we don't engage. We just allow it to appear and eventually disappear. We don't grasp onto it or turn it into a process, as the thoughts might arise as well. We allow the thoughts just to come and to go. We don't push them away, but we simply don't engage with them. We don't begin the dialogue. We don't begin the thinking process. And as the thoughts come, they can come with great intensity, great ferocity. They could be super loud. But just like a big loud truck is passing you on the street, you can hear it coming. Eventually it's right there. You don't get in the truck. You don't jump in the truck. You just let the truck keep going on its merry way down the street. And this is a really great way just to think about those thoughts, how the mind is trying to grab our attention. But our attention right now is in a place of neutrality, a place of peace. A place that is wide open and a place that is not attached to anything. And stay the course, remain in this neutral state, remain in this place where you are not engaging, where you are simply following the breath, the intake, the breathing out, and just simply following the breath. Allowing now for everything to be peaceful and calm. And as you're ready, you can gently open your eyes, wiggle your toes and fingers, bring some movement into the body, but allow that stillness, allow that neutrality, allow that to come now into your day, into your evening, into your week, into your life. Thank you so much for joining us. Every week we are here to help you. So we hope that you are enjoying our weekly podcast and we look forward to seeing you, hearing you next week. Thanks so much, Pam. Love now.
You have been listening to Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinelli of ActiveSpirituality.com. pamsgnistat.life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that, activespirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week.